And finally, this hour to a recent music festival in Western Kentucky that featured a historic reunion. Dozens of people got together who all played in the Bluegrass Boys, the backing band for the legendary musician Bill Monroe. The band existed for more than 50 years. Micah Schweitzer of member station WNIN talked with some of the members about their mentor.
I'm standing outside the International Bluegrass Music Museum in downtown Owensboro, Kentucky. Most towns don't have bluegrass piped out to the sidewalk, but then Owensboro is home to this music. It's not far from Rosine, the birthplace of Bill Monroe, widely considered the father of bluegrass. It was here in Owensboro members of his band from over the years, the Bluegrass Boys, converged for a musical reunion.
It's just like you going to a family reunion, you know. We're all in the same family. We're all taught by the same teacher.
Guy Stevenson played in the band in 1973. Over the years, there were countless incarnations of the group that backed up Bill Monroe's singing and mandolin picking.
Oh, the people would come from far away. They danced all night till the break of day. When the caller hollered, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Pin was ready to go.
Between its formation at the start of World War II and Monroe's death in 1996, about 175 bluegrass boys wore the band's signature Stetson hats. This summer, the International Bluegrass Music Museum's annual Romp Festival hosted a reunion for 29 of them. Before Romp, many of those never shared a stage together. That's Guy Stevenson playing guitar and singing lead, along with fiddler Wayne Geralds and Scotty Bogus playing banjo. Monroe's band included some of the best bluegrass pickers, but not everyone was well known when they joined the band, and some couldn't even really play the instruments they were hired to play. Scotty Bogus, for instance, was 29 when Monroe tapped him to sing and play guitar. He remembers a daunting audition for Monroe backstage at the Grand Ole Opry.
And I was scared to death, and we sang "Done Cabin Home on a Hill."
Tonight I'm alone. Without you, my dear, it seems there's a longing for you still. All I have to do now is sit alone and cry in our little cabin home on the hill.
And when we got through, he turned around to Bobby Osborne. He says, "What do you think about this young man?" And Bobby, being honest, he said, "Well, he's not very loud." And Bill said, "Oh, I can work on that." Said he placed that guitar in time and said he sings right on key. Said, "I think I can work on that, getting him a little louder."
Once he was hired, Bogus says things were still stressful. The band hardly rehearsed. At his first show, he got to see the set list only 20 minutes before stepping on stage. Fiddler Wayne Geralds remembers when he joined the band in 1988. His first gig was the next night at the Grand Ole Opry.
And man, I got in there about to have a heart attack. I was always wanting to do it. I thought, this is my big chance, but I'm going to blow it. I'll freeze. But I made it through it. I had to take about 3 Xanax, or I couldn't have made it, just tell you the truth.
But some guys are less reverential, like banjo player Curtis McPeak, who toured and recorded with Monroe in the early 1960s.
I know the gentleman's name that started the name Bluegrass Music, and it wasn't Bill.
Who was that?
No, I don't want to start a controversy, but it happened in the 60s when it branded bluegrass music.
Do you think that Bill is the father of bluegrass?
Well, in a sense, not totally, I don't think.
We won't solve that mystery today, but all the same, Monroe is responsible for linking the musicians gathered at this Bluegrass Boys reunion together to film a documentary about their boss. It'll be released next year for the centennial of Monroe's birth. About 75 Bluegrass Boys are still living. Many aren't well enough to travel, but others, like Guy Stevenson, are still playing music.
You know, one of these days we're going to run out of Bluegrass Boys because they're never going to be anymore, and we're slowly disappearing, you know.
But some Bluegrass Boys think there's still life left in the band. There's talk of a possible tribute tour next year in celebration of Monroe's centennial. For NPR News, I'm Micah Schweitzer in Owensboro, Kentucky.
And if you like Bill Monroe's music, you may also want to tune in to nprmusic.org tonight. We'll be streaming live coverage of the Americana Music Awards.
And they whispered from on high, your love has said goodbye, blue moon of
and said goodbye.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.